everybody, and welcome into episode number 292 of the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Alyssa.
I'm Nate.
Okay, we talked about this, guys, and we very clearly laid out who was supposed to go first. We did not, for the record. So who do we got here with us?
I'm Alyssa. I am a host at Rack Time, Mondays, 7:30. Please come out and see me. I work out in D.C., and it's a blast so far.
Right.
Cool.
You said you're new to the area? I mean, you're not that new. We hired you on like 6 months ago.
I know. Well, I'm from Northern Virginia. I used to be on like the outskirts, but then I moved into the city.
Oh, okay. All right. Hold on. Okay.
She went into the district.
Right. You're not, okay. I get what you were talking about earlier now, because you had to get a new license.
Yeah, I had to get a new license.
But it's not because you just moved to D.C., because you're from Arlington. So it's you just need to get a D.C. license.
Got it. Actually, I used to be from Centerville. I just host trivia now in Arlington.
All right. Yeah.
Cool. When I was like, hey, who do we have? I just thought you were going to say Melissa, but I'm happy that you gave us all those bonus facts. That's great. Nate,
yeah,
you're
what's
next.
Up?
Okay, what's
do I do
going
bonus
on?
Facts?
You can do bonus facts about yourself.
All right,
yes.
Here's bonus facts. So I host at Looney's, holding it down with Aladdin right now in College Park.
Which
night? Wednesday night.
Wednesday night.
Also at Moreland's Tavern in Petworth.
Yeah.
Shout out to Radioactive, my go-to team, who's always there.
Oh,
even if
hey.
There's only three teams.
Hey, Radioactive. Hey, that's good chances of people winning, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, look, all you need is two teams of 35, and that's a massively successful trivia.
Yeah, so. That's right. But right now I'm living in Hyattsville, going to college, University of Maryland in College Park. I'm a graduate student, so yeah, paying my bills.
What are you studying?
I'm studying cell biology.
All right. Yeah.
Wow. You know, like genes.
Yeah.
Evolution, stuff like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Everyone, okay, that is the most impressive thing to me about all of our hosts, and we have, I don't know, 100 hosts now,
right.
And I've met a lot more over the course of the district trivia career, and everyone is so interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess by nature, you have to be an interesting person to be a trivia host, but I have yet to meet someone like, oh, this person's real boring.
I'm a trivia host.
Oh, okay. I take back what I previously stated. Okay, so you guys brought your facts. Did you have any trouble finding your facts, Melissa? Did you have any trouble, or was it like, I got this?
I kept like going back and forth. Like my first thing to do was like, I was like, okay, what is the most things that I find interesting? So I went through my list, and then I just kind of picked like either my favorite shows or like things as hobbies, and that's kind of how I went through it. But then I had so many things I liked that I just couldn't pick a few.
Mm. I was going to say, that's like a long list of like, here are my favorite things.
Yeah, basically. That's basically what it was like, and I just couldn't find it, but I eventually narrowed it down to two things, so like a little bit for the podcast today.
Okay,
cool. All right, did you have trouble?
I had a lot of trouble. I'm pretty bad at trivia, so I don't really know things, so I tried to bring a bit of what I know already to the table, so hopefully you guys find it interesting.
I know, this is the first time we've met in person. We've exchanged emails a bunch and occasional phone calls and things. I don't know a ton about you, besides that you guys are good hosts because your players like you and you get compliments a lot. So I had, when I was picking my facts like with you guys here, it's like, oh man, I don't even know their wheelhouse. You know, like when Carson is on, I know music.
Right.
He's going to ask a music fact.
When Ross is on, it's literature.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Women's literature specifically.
Oh.
Hi, Ross.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to make fun of you.
Yeah.
Okay, so Melissa, I would like you to kick us off. Ladies first. I don't get to say that when it's you're normally just myself here. So.
Okay, so do any of you guys watch the TV show Bob's Burgers?
Yes.
I love that show. It's one of my favorite shows, so that's what I chose as one of my questions.
Okay, Bob's Burgers. Bob owns the burger place.
Yes.
Right. Did I win?
He has a daughter. He has a daughter named Tina.
He does.
Did you watch? You watch it? Yes.
I've seen a couple of episodes.
Do you watch?
Yeah, I've seen some.
Okay,
it's pretty good.
You get it? Yeah.
Yeah. So when they originally came up with this idea, Lauren Bouchard, who is the creator of Bob's Burgers, their burgers were supposed to be filled with a different kind of meat. What kind of meat was that?
Oh, Nathan, would you like to have the first guess?
Well, this isn't a good guess, but Krabby Patties came to mind. Let's say I'm going to go with pork.
Pork. I actually know this. 100%, without a doubt. 100%.
Okay.
And I know the backstory, too, because I've read about this.
Okay.
So I don't want to spoil Melissa's question, because it's a very good one, and it's super interesting.
Right. Okay, so I've seen, like, two episodes of the show. So I know Bob owns the place, and Tina's the daughter.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Okay, that's pretty much the extent
of
my Bob's
Burger daughters.
Knowledge. So, there are two daughters?
Yes.
Okay, is there a son?
Yes, Gene.
Gene, okay. That doesn't help me in any way. I'm going to simply apply my brain and how it works.
Okay.
So
we're
going to
be here for a while
because
it's slow moving.
I'm going to say it's made from, so instead of like, so I assume cow meat would be what they're currently made from. That was the default. That's the default for the most part.
Yeah. And they have a whole menu that you can, like they do funny little puns and quips on the sideboard.
Right. The different
like
names of the sandwiches or the burgers.
Yeah. It's the Simpsons chalkboard gag every episode, but it's within the episode. And they now have a cookbook on all of those puns and burgers and things.
I have the cookbook. It's amazing.
Have you cooked
really?
A lot from it?
Yeah, I've cooked from it. It's awesome.
Oh, wow.
Nice. So my guess would be like Soylent Green.
Yeah.
Something along those lines.
Well, the answer is it was actually supposed to be made from human flesh.
That was my second guess. Yeah. I was going to take the Sweeney Todd approach.
Right.
That was actually some of his inspiration from it. So, like, basically, he worked on a lot of Adult Swim shows. He actually did work with this one called Lucy, like, the Devil or something. She's supposed to basically be the Antichrist. So he worked on a lot of dark shows. And so when he originally pitched his show to Fox, he said the family was actually supposed to be a bunch of cannibals, and they served human flesh, very Sweeney Todd-like.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh. But then Fox was like, we love the idea of, like, puns, but they're like, do you really want, like, 100 cannibal puns? Like, is that really going to be okay?
I kind of wish they had, to be honest.
I know. But basically, Fox eventually was just like, okay, we would love to run your show just without the cannibalism. But it's interesting because the pilot episode was actually about human flesh.
Okay.
So, So basically, you know, the health inspector came in. They were like, hey, you know, we believe that your burgers are being made with human flesh. And, like, that's how the whole, I guess that's their tribute to it, basically. The rest of the episodes are not like that at all. It's all about very punny, very family-friendly show.
Is it, though? Nah.
It's on the edge.
It's right on the edge.
It's like one of those, like, it's kind of like Disney where it's like the adult humor is like hidden underneath
kind of. Right.
I don't know if I agree with you
Maybe
on
like
that
90s
one.
Disney. 90s Disney.
Yeah, 90s Disney.
PG-13 Disney.
Yeah. But I just thought that fact was just so interesting.
It's blatant and in your face, but somebody under the age of 10 won't necessarily get it immediately.
Right. Yeah.
Well, and they also, the burger place is next to a funeral home, right? And that's what they were going to say that the bodies from the funeral home would have been in the meat.
That makes so much sense.
Mm-hmm.
That is your vertical integration from...
Vertical from a couple weeks ago,
I remember that.
Cool. Well, Melissa, that was your first fact that you brought on the podcast, and I'm going to give you two thumbs up. You're way better than Michael ever is and ever
Thank
will
you
be.
So
wow,
much.
Michael not even here and still getting knocked out.
It's just it's like it's tradition at this point.
Yeah.
All right, well, Nick, why don't you go next?
You want me to go next?
Okay. I think so, yeah.
So I decided that it is Melissa and Nate's first time here on the podcast, so I'm going to go very, very easy.
This is not easy.
No, it's very easy.
Mm-hmm.
This is a question that both of you can absolutely get right.
Oh, boy.
All right, okay. No question about it.
Is this a bunch of math I'm going to have to figure out? Because you always do that, and I'm like, I cannot.
No, it is, but this is the type of math that, Lindsay, even you can do. All right. It's very simple. It's very easy. If you start out with a penny and you double it every day, how fast are you a millionaire?
Oh boy.
Oh no.
I need a piece of paper.
It's like very quickly.
Is it bad that I'm an accountant and I still don't know this?
Yes.
I know.
This is your wheelhouse. Numbers, spreadsheets.
Right.
But we get calculators in Excel. There's no calculators or Excel here.
No.
Excel? Oh man. I you know, that's kind of one of the biggest lies that I've ever told in life is putting proficient
in Excel. Microsoft Excel.
Yeah. It's on my resume, and it is not. I can barely summarize a column. I'm like, that's about what
As
I need
your
to
employer.
Trivia. It's all I can do for trivia is just add the scores, and that's
Thank that's God it. We only use Excel for, like, the shape of grids.
Yeah.
Not for anything actually reasonable.
Okay, so we gotta do some math. How long is it going to take? That's in days, right?
In days, yes.
All right. Have you guys ever heard this question before? Isn't this like a common thing in, whatchamacallit?
College? No.
College? No.
No, not at all.
I'm trying to think. You double each time.
Yeah. So you start with a penny.
Start with a penny.
So on day two, you'll have two pennies.
And then you'll have four.
Right. That's 3 days.
It's getting harder.
And it's just like exponential.
Yeah. It's exponential.
So is there some formula?
I'm sure there is, but I don't know what it is. I just constantly use my fingers and do the
math. 28 days.
It's the
27 days,
yes.
Okay, I just did 0.01 times 2 times 2 times 2, and I counted on my calculator, uh-huh. but I was also trying to listen to make sure you guys weren't silent, because that's bad yeah. for podcasting, which I know we didn't talk about from the beginning about a right. podcast, but total silence is not great.
Not that we know anything about podcasting.
Yeah, I'm trying to do some log formula now, but it might take a while, so we can move on. We can
I don't
move
even
on.
Know what that is.
27 days, you got the math question right.
It's a miracle. There's a first time for everything.
Right.
But wait. Yeah, 27 days. That's pretty good. I would love that. Can I restructure my salary? Thanks.
As long as it resets every week. But yeah, I figure we always do like trivia questions. And a lot of the time, you know, the whole point of the podcast is that we talk our way through them, or we throw out whatever ideas that we have, or we go whichever direction we're going to go in. But this is one where theoretically, everybody should be able to get it right given enough time. And Lindsay, thank you for proving that.
Yeah,
but they're not allowed to have their phones out, though.
They're not allowed to have their phones.
No, but like Nate said, with a piece of paper.
Yeah, you could do it.
Yeah,
use that yellow sheet in the back of the answer sheet packet. You know.
Oh yeah, the little scratch pad.
Yeah, I get a lot of fun stuff on those sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you pictures ever, like, and drawings.
Yeah, you get doodles.
Yeah, no. There's some teams, especially at Looney's, there's a team that like does a doodle with almost every answer that they give, and it's.
Oh.
I want to give them bonus points, but I can't give them bonus points every week. So
for every question.
But
for
just know that you're entertaining me.
And it's much appreciated.
Yeah, it is.
I had a team that used to draw pretty regularly, and they drew a picture of Ron Swanson for me, and that's framed at my house, actually.
Wow.
Nice bushy mustache.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's like...
Good pencil texture.
Yeah, nice little quote next to it, too. Uh-huh. It is excellent, excellent, nice. Excellent. Okay, Nate, why don't you go next?
Yeah, sure. I'll go next.
Do you have a segue? From money and doubling to your fact? Can you make one? Putting you on the spot.
When people steal money,
uh-huh.
If they get caught, they could get arrested.
Uh-huh.
And my question's about forensic science.
All right.
Oh.
So look at that. You see? It's like we planned them out before.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is for all of you CSI NCIS Criminal Minds fans.
Cool. I never remember how popular NCIS is because I know no one that watches it, but
it's
one of the most watched shows. And I used to watch CSI.
Right, right, right.
So I discovered furries were a thing. I was like, this is real. People really do this.
Yeah, you're not alone.
There's conventions.
You know what episode I'm talking about, though?
I
CSI.
Don't. No.
I don't.
Oh, it's the one.
I hated that show, to be honest.
Oh, the guy was, it was like at a furry convention, and the guy got like shot on the side of the road because some guy thought he was a coyote. Huh. Anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Anyway, so they had to go investigate. Yeah. This is not related to your fact.
Yeah, kind of related. Well, anyway, the problem with most of those shows, so I was a forensic biologist in training from undergrad at Penn State. But I since left to do my PhD and whatnot. But this is sort of hating on some of those shows and highlighting one of the original people that worked with DNA evidence.
Oh.
So back in sometime in the 90s, 80s, something like that, there was this case where these two women were raped and murdered, as often happens in these serial cases. And this guy, Alec Jeffries, he used for the first time a method called DNA fingerprinting.
Oh,
and
I've heard of it.
That's since been much more developed, and now it's just sort of like your forensic DNA analysis, stuff like that they do in crime labs all the time. But this was sort of like the original method. And to solve the case, this was a tiny village. And to solve the case, he had to take like blood and different samples from all these different people. And because back then you had to have a lot of DNA to really get the answer. And so he used this method to figure out that the person who committed the crime was a guy named Colin Pitchfork. And
his name was actually Pitchfork.
Colin
that
Pitchfork. It's a good village name.
Right.
It's a good village name.
No, it is. And I mean, honestly, if you're living in a small town and looking for the murder, I'm immediately pointing at the guy named Pitchfork.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And actually saved a guy from being falsely accused. So my question is, what country did this take place? Basically, where was the first crime solved with DNA evidence? What country?
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. I was like, this is really interesting.
Yeah.
How in the world is he going to make this question? And secondly, how is he going to make it a small enough question that we can fit into a trivia?
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Trivia was 4 hours long today. Okay.
Yeah.
Which country? What are you thinking, Melissa?
I feel like this is like a Great Britain kind of thing.
Okay.
British.
Okay.
Pitchfork. That seems like a very okay. British name that could be used.
Okay.
Right. I'm right there with you.
Okay.
It's you know, the Sherlock Holmes and Scotland Yard and the invention of forensic science. And
Right.
A small village outside of London, you know, northern London, where they were, you know, still using pitchforks.
Right.
Also, the guy's name was Pitchfork. I assume that's not the Americanized version of whatever, you know, Italian name that he had.
Right.
What's Italian for pitchfork?
I do not know.
You know what? There's your secret phrase.
What's Italian for pitchfork? I love that. What is Italian for pitchfork? I'm saying it again so no one can complain and I won't get any emails. What is Italian for pitchfork? That is your secret phrase.
Got a lot of arms moving around.
It's constant. Yeah. Sorry. And we are also really serious all day today. So I'm like, wow, podcast, fun. Okay, murders. No. Okay. I think that is a very good guess. England, Great Britain, all, you know.
Yeah,
that makes sense. I feel like you saying village steers me away from the U.S. because I feel like you'd say town. But
right.
If I was going to guess any...
There are villages, though.
Yeah, there are villages, but...
I grew up in a village.
Do you know what the difference is between a village and a town?
I don't.
That's a good question.
Yeah. Wait, is it a village and a town or a town and a something?
Okay, I need you to know what you're saying before you offer up information.
The village has a church. A town does not have a church.
Oh wow!
Are you sure?
I'll look it up.
What happened to
you? Say these things so confidently.
Yeah, this is before that.
You say these things so confidently, and I just want to like
anything with enough confidence, people will believe you.
I think that's Nick's.
Yeah, right.
I think that's Nick's biggest skill.
I actually
just saying everything with confidence.
Yeah, I hate that when you're on trivia teams and sometimes we still play because we love it. And then somebody be like, I know this answer, but you really don't. If you're talking that confidently, you better know.
Yeah.
Especially when I play with friends at like different other places that aren't our questions. I'm like, guys, like you gotta trust me here. Like you gotta. Anyway, okay. So I don't want to say United States, even though I feel like that's the answer.
Yeah.
So I'll say Canada.
Ooh, okay. Mixing it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In hindsight, I probably should have told you all the information after I asked you the question because it gave away too many clues, but you're right. It was in England.
Okay.
Oh,
it was
nice.
In England.
Good job,
and
Melissa.
And it was
Thanks.
A small village in, I think, county?
Let me go with Chesterfordshire.
Close. Very close. Very close. I think the county is called Leicestershire.
Okay.
It's spelled with a C and an I-E-I, so I had to look it up on YouTube, to be honest. But yes, Leicestershire, England.
And what was the specific technology that they used for the first time?
So the technology, abbreviated as RFLP, which stands for Restriction Fragment Length Polymorphism.
Oh.
Yeah, and they use a similar concept today, but it's a lot more robust. You don't need nearly as much DNA. Like, you can get like very, 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 very small amounts.
Wow.
So, this is good because the old guy, he used to gut people and take buckets in order to get all the DNA.
Yeah, you don't need to do that.
There's, what is it called, the CSI effect?
Uh-huh.
That all of these shows are actually making it more difficult for prosecutors to prosecute crimes because the jury, you know, it's beyond a reasonable doubt.
Right.
Which you can have without any forensic evidence
right.
if you prove your case or witness, blah, 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 blah. You can absolutely have beyond a reasonable doubt without your speaking is hard. It's been more difficult for them to convict because people are like, I need this because of the show, and everything has a nice, tight little package.
Right.
Nice little bow.
Yeah, and it used to be just sort of fingerprints, footprints, stuff like that, which is why they called the method DNA fingerprinting.
Mm.
But now it's all DNA. It's all about DNA.
All
right. I have a segue.
Okay.
From my fact.
Do it.
Okay. Unless you have something you want
to... I have the clarification of the town village.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So the village is the smaller of the two. So a town is bigger than a village.
Uh-huh.
And the actual definition, a town has a population of 1,000 to 20,000. A village is a human settlement or community that is larger than a hamlet but smaller than a town.
Ooh, a hamlet?
One of the key defining characteristics of a town over a village is that a village generally does not have many services, most often a church.
Mm. Nice.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well done.
I'm going to start a hamlet.
Yeah.
Okay, so you said about DNA fingerprinting, and fingerprinting is relevant to crimes.
Uh-huh.
So during the shooting of Lord of the Rings, hang on, bear with me. They made 2.5 million little individual plastic rings to make the chainmail of the armor. Mm. And a lot of the costume designers would put this all in by hand for all of the extras and things. And a lot of them actually like wore down their fingerprints on their thumbs and their fingers.
Pads.
Because they were putting all this plastic in for this chainmail.
Those will grow back, though.
So fingerprints to fingerprints.
Yeah, that works.
Wow.
Boom.
Yep, that works. Okay.
So
I thought you were going to say shooting, like shooting the movie because it was a crime. That was a stretch, but you did it.
His was better.
It. Yeah. I'm
with you. It was a bonus fact because that's not actually my interesting fact.
Right.
My boyfriend has never seen Lord of the Rings. He said he saw it once, but he fell asleep.
Break up
many.
With him.
I know. Well, no, I'm making him watch it.
Okay,
so we just watched The Fellowship, and he's like, wow, that was really more exciting than I thought it was going to be.
Really?
And I was like, he's like, yeah, like we get in the first part with all the guys on horses and it's scary. And he's like sitting there like, oh my gosh. Yeah, man, it's exciting. It's a great movie. We're talking about the characterization of all these hobbits. Da, da, da.
Yeah.
So anyway.
But back before The Hobbit came out, I was having a conversation with a 20-something-year-old in the bar and he was reading The Hobbit.
Yeah.
And I looked at him. I'm like, oh, are you excited for the movie? And he goes, yeah, I've already read the book before. But I'm rereading it just to catch up. And I'm like, oh, when did you read it? He goes, oh, I read it when it first came out. I'm like, you read it in 1927? And he's like, I need to study more.
Yeah.
So it hit the original Lord of the Rings series hit in England in 1954. And Tolkien, any guesses as to when he was born? This is my part one of my interesting facts.
When Tolkien was born.
Tolkien was born,
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Any ideas?
1900.
1900?
I'm going to go with 1908.
Nick?
So Tolkien is, I mean, the Hobbit came out in 27.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say he was 40 at the time. So I'm going to say 1880s, 1883.
By Price is Right rules, you win.
Okay.
So 1892.
Okay.
Which I think is just unbelievable that this is such a huge cultural thing and just, oh my gosh, 1800s.
Yeah, so long ago.
Whoa. But anyway, that is not my fact that I'm going to ask. No. That's just a bonus fact that I go deep down.
Okay. Wow, yes.
I feel like that's...
I'm on the edge of my seat.
100 years later, that's a huge cultural thing, but that my grandfather was born in 1891.
Yeah, you don't... Yeah, that's...
Like two generations up.
Yeah, that's nuts. Time works in mysterious ways. So I wanted to know about how they actually shot these movies, because at the time, and even today, it was massive. I mean, thousands of extras basically revolutionized New Zealand's economy, like billions of dollars pumped in and tourism now still today. Okay, so they shot all of these movies all at once.
Mm-hmm.
So you know the scene, spoiler alert, in Return of the King where it's Samwise and Frodo and they're like emotional and Frodo's like, get out of here, Sam.
Right.
You know, it's like an emotional climax of the
right
film.
Before the spider.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So they actually filmed that scene a year apart.
Oh, what?
Wow. That's interesting.
Wow.
Super interesting. Oh, well, that actually ruins my fact.
Oh.
But anyway. So anyway, I want to know roughly, I'll give you a range.
How far apart were those
two scenes? No, so the principal photography, not counting pickups that they had to do for editing and things later, but the principal photography of the entire series, because they shot all three movies at once.
Mm-hmm. Right.
How many days was the principal photography of the Lord of the Rings trilogy? So you obviously know that it's more than a year.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So is there a range? Is there a range?
I'll give you 10 days.
I feel like that's not a big enough range.
I need to do some quick math here.
Within 20 days, sure.
I feel like that's not a big enough. Eventually, we'll make her make it big enough that we can easily
within 700 days.
Yeah.
No.
I'm going to say 500 days.
Mm-hmm.
500 days of summer.
Okay.
800 days.
800? That's a long 800 time.
Days. That's almost 3 years.
That's almost 3 years. That's a year of movie.
So this, you said this was principal photography.
Yeah.
So... Okay, so I love Lord of the Rings, books, movies, everything.
I'm so happy that I stumbled upon this.
It's a good one. And I don't know if this was during special features or something, but I had heard that it was eight years. It was like an 8-year project. Mm-hmm. So how that sort of breaks down into days, I'm not sure. But
8 years is a long time.
That's a long time.
Yeah. It's like, what is that? It's like 2,700 days.
Yeah, that's what I was doing the math for, but then Lindsay was like, oh, that's really high.
Yeah. So, that's high, but
I'm going to go with 580.
580.
Shot in the dark.
Okay, well, me saying that bonus thing about that scene kind of makes this fact less interesting because it was only 438 days.
Okay.
So it was like right in between the 14-15 month range. Yeah. Mm. But it's all of the lead main cast, all these guys. They shot at over 150 locations across New Zealand. And that's a long time to
150
go.
150 locations?
Yeah. 150 that's, locations, yeah.
That's, okay, so they spent 3 days at every location on average.
Yeah, basically. Right. I mean, it was boom, boom, boom. And they've had stuff that got wiped out with flooding, and it was it was a huge undertaking.
See, Nate, this is where your newness to the podcast has hurt you. Yeah. If you were smart, you would have bet one day.
One day to rule them all. Yeah. Okay, and then my last fact, Lord of the Rings related. They were nominated for 30 Academy Awards. The original trilogy.
The three, yeah.
The original trilogy, Fellowship, et cetera. How many Academy Awards did they win?
Oh, shoot.
21.
17?
That's correct. 17.
Oh. Wow. That's,
Melissa, you are crushing this guessing game. Yeah, so 17 Academy Awards, including Best Director and Best Picture for
Score.
Return of the King and Score, which is one of the few that John Williams hasn't won in the history of the Oscars, right? Wow. But cool, yeah. So Lord of the Rings, if you haven't seen them, do it. They're amazing.
Watch the extended editions.
Oh, I didn't want to start him with those.
How
I was
long
like,
are those? Those
it's like, well, so like the first two are like 3 something.
Yeah.
The third one is 4 or something.
Yeah.
Four
so you have to take like a whole day to watch.
Yeah. More than that, probably.
We were like, we're going to do a marathon. And then after the first one, I was like, we got to take,
falling asleep.
take a break. Get
have
out
you ever
of
done that? Have you ever done the marathon of something?
Yes. I did Batman when The Dark Knight Rises came out, but we started That's with cool. like the 60s and then did a couple from the 90s and then did Batman Begins, The Dark Knight, and then went and saw The Dark Knight Rises. And we got That's up awesome. At 8 in the morning and watched Batman
so
all
you did,
day.
You did the 4 from the 4 Michael Keaton, you did the Tim Burton ones and then
honestly,
the Joel Schumacher.
Honestly, I blacked out. It was so much Batman.
Yeah,
and we had and Dark Knight was a long movie, and Batman Begins was a long movie, and we actually definitely watched one of the Adam West ones.
Right. Well, there's only one Batman movie, Adam West Batman movie.
That's the one we watched. Okay, and then we kicked the day off with that at 8 in the morning.
Right.
But yeah, it was a long day. But there's websites that tell you how long it would take to do each of the series.
Yeah.
So we'll put that in the link dump. Nate and Melissa are going to be back next week. We got to wrap up this episode, but they'll be back.
Right.
I'm excited.
Me too.
This has been the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Nate.
I'm Melissa.
Crushed it. We don't know either.
Bye.